Faster Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've got a great program for you tonight on January the 27th in 2008. Tonight, part two of the Jericho March. You don't want to miss it. We got a lot of interesting biblical proven facts about the great Sabbath. Did you, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture reveals a calendar system? Well, it does. And it exactly reveals when and from scripture that the new year begins, the new months begin, 12 of those, 13 every 3 months, or every 3 years, in the lunar aspect, and the examples of these things that we're going to discuss tonight are very important. So I suggest that you get a pen and a pencil and or a paper, and let's get into some of the things concerning the month. That's Strong's number 23, verse 29, which is Kodesh, the rebuilding or renewal. And, of course, you go to 1 Samuel 20, verse 5 and verse 18, or Isaiah 66, 22 and 23 and 24. A great scripture there. And tonight, the pattern that we're going to visit is Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1. And we're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Sabbath, the first Sabbath in the new lunar month, starts exactly on the eighth day. Now, from 8 to 15, which is the second Sabbath, and that's the full moon that we discussed with you, if you count the eighth day and count to the 22nd day, these are the festivals, and this count will prove that the 8th and the 15th are the biblical, not man's Sabbath. Now, let me show you the error of the Gregorian calendar. It is full of man's ideals and traditions. Ladies and gentlemen, at creation, Genesis 1, verse 13 through 14, describes the beacon system that only Yahweh could give us. And when we talk about the beginning, that's Strong's number 7218, which means Rosh, or head or beginning, Exodus 12 and 2, and Ezekiel 40 and 1, we know that Strong's number 6153 is revealed as Iver, meaning dust or going down of the sun. It's used 137 times in the Hebrew. That ought to be enough to convince you, ladies and gentlemen, that at the time that the quails, and we talked about the Jericho March in part one, this is part two, we're going to continue with the examples, and we discuss the quails. And if you want to go to Exodus chapter 16, verse 8, you'll see that it was on the Sabbath that Yahweh commanded them not to gather any of the manna. Wouldn't find it, but the attempt was made, and so on, for the manna that came down from heaven. It didn't fall on the Sabbath day. We can pinpoint exactly what day that was. So we got a lot of exciting things about the calendar and the sun and the moon and its purpose for signs, seasons, days, and years. And yet, the Gregorian calendar does not take that into view. The solar people that uses strictly a solar calendar throws out the moon as a worthless signal beacon. And ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to work, because we're going to prove to you that the solar calendar that people use, along with the seventh day of the Gregorian and the first day of the week, which will be Saturday and Sunday, both of those are false. So listen, question, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it that man, for centuries, has refused to walk in the appointed times as it is given in the scriptures? In the Old Testament, it's translated seasons, Moad. Strong's number 4150, and it's used 233 times in the Old Testament alone. It's translated 150 times as a congregation. Oh, my. Well, remember what it says in Isaiah 14? That Satan would sit on the sides of the north over the congregation? That word congregation that I've done told you is the appointed times. So Satan would change times and laws, according to Daniel 7:25 and Jeremiah 8:8. He would change times and laws to get the people out of the sync, the synchronization of the appointed times by even nature itself. Oh, this is a marvelous revelation, ladies and gentlemen. Take heed, listen to me, in the book of Hebrews. Take heed, lest any of you, having an unbelieving heart or an understanding mind, fail to enter in to his rest. Now, what is the rest? It's the Sabbath day. It's the fourth commandment. And did you know that the Bible will tell you strictly that it was given forever? Forever. Let's read that verse of scripture for you. In the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verses 15 through 17, listen as I read. For 6 days, work is to be done. Now, if you go back to the pattern that we're going to pattern for you, in the illustration that I'm going to use from the Jericho March to the manna of the 6 day gathering, and I proved to you what day that they took it up on. So 1-8-15-22-29 is your regular Sabbath when you work 6 days. So if you observe a new moon, you say, well, we don't do that. Well, the Bible says to, and take heed lest you fail to observe that rest day. Every month, the blowing of the shofar, it was to herald a ceasing of labor for servile gain. Now, it wasn't called a Sabbath, but it was called an observed holy day. Numbers 29:1, I gave you the example in Jericho March Part 1 in Joshua Chapter 6. And Numbers 29 and verse 1 and verse 35, it says that on the new moon, to blow the trumpet, do no servile work in that day. Well, every new moon, Yahweh's times renewed itself. Then, after the new moon, remember they say the name of Satan 5, when will the new moon be gone? Well, the Gregorian don't worry about that. They solved that problem real quick. Unto Yahweh's people, it was a concern and a aggravation for the unbelieving Israelites. Take heed, lest unbelieving hearts of root of bitterness were something that would detour you from the appointed times. 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day must be put to death. Oh, my. Oh, my. You think you want to live under Yahweh's laws? Oh, no, Pastor Buddy. Now, you know God didn't mean that. Well, the God of this world has blinded the eyes of the people as he has come in to change times and laws for us to spiritually commit death. It's like a suicide, if you will, by failing to keep his commandments. Because the Bible says, he that saith he loves Yahweh and will not keep his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. Oh, you say, well, see, Pastor Buddy, your problem is you're too much under the Mosaical standards. Well, in the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew, in chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, it is recorded by the Messiah himself, who, by the way, kept the law perfect. Now, within the Ten Commandments, this is not divers washings and animal sacrifices and things of this nature. Although we still do make animal sacrifices, everybody goes down to the grocery store and buys a side of beef or a package of pork. If you're an unclean heathen, that's what you'll probably get in your buggy. It's a cheap meat distributed throughout the world. And for years and years has led the sales of meat, unclean swine's flesh, roasted pork, the Easter delicacy of the Gregorian church that has disobeyed Yahweh to pick up the customs of the heathen habits. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it was the heathen Romans that brought the swine. There was no swine in Israel until Rome conquered. And they brought the swine in mass. It was a stable. They could march the swine in herds. Or they could kill the swine and it would putrefy, literally, in a ham. It would mold and crusty, and yet it had a delicate, sweet taste and had an awesome aroma as the flesh of the swine roasted. But in Isaiah chapter 66, it talks about a man that eats swine is as detestable to Yahweh as if he had eaten a rat. How would you like to have a roasted rat? Yahweh compared the swine to the roasted rat. And yet on Easter, not Passover, ladies and gentlemen, not on the holy times, which is always on the 15th of the moon. The 15th is full Shekinah. So 1:15, 1:8:15, 22, and 29. Now, six working days, if you'll scale it out, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, you'll see the scale. Day 1 is a new moon. If you'll circle that and put new moon, and then write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 workdays. And then circle the next number. Well, it don't come up 7, does it? So that's not a Sabbath. It comes up 8. So 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 is your Sabbath days. So it's an 8-day function. There is not one calendar upon the planet that is observed by the heathen that includes a mathematical formula like Pastor Buddy is sharing with you tonight. You say, well, no wonder, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, I never heard of nothing like that. Doesn't mean it ain't right because you hadn't heard it. Doesn't make it wrong when you do hear it. And it'd be better for you not to hear this than to listen to it and not obey it. You're now commanded to search the scriptures to prove all things, which is a necessary search of the Holy Word to see if you're on the solid foundation. This Sabbath will be observed and you will celebrate it in the generations to come as an everlasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and not the world. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites, the chosen house of Shem, the 13 tribes that are gathered in the sacred circle. And speaking about the circle, we do have the book, Return to the Circle, available for you tonight at your request. Just write Pastor Buddy, and I'll make sure you get a copy of this. Please send us a cost coverage offering of $20 or more, and I'll get you a copy of Return to the Sacred Circle. We have 9 pages. Brother Barry, my scribe in Canada, has just got this book finished. I just got it from the printer. And it is now available to you to show you the 13 tribes and the illustrations representing the 13 tribes in a sacred circle, which is nothing but a calendar or a clock. Oh, it's so simple. And yet, it is so complicated to the carnal mind. It'll be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. Here we are, almost 6,558 years after the advent of Adam. 5,758 years. We are now describing the correct plan of the book and the purposes and the examples of a system that has been thrown to the ground. Did you know the Bible said that Satan will cast the truth to the ground and prosper? Don't worry about all these people that prosper. The Bible said if the wicked prosper, don't marvel. Ladies and gentlemen, I could prosper gloriously in a church that would not teach or bring up these controversial subjects that I have to preach the truth, to become a partaker, to continue in the truth. I must be a partaker of the truth. This shall be a sign between me and the Israelites forever, for in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day abstained from work and rested. Exodus chapter 31, verses 15 through 17. It'll be a sign between me and the Israelites, the house of Israel, forever. It is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the time that Yahweh has given for all of the house of Israel to cease from their work, to remember the rest. The first day of the month is a rest day. It is not called a Sabbath. It's called a blowing of the trumpets to announce to the congregation, the 13 tribes, that there is a Sabbath coming up after 6 working days. When you take the first light of the crescent and you go to work, and you work for 6 days, you'll come to the 8th day of the month. It's actually the 7th day after the new moon. And that's your Sabbath, and I'll prove it to you. In Numbers chapter 15, verse 32, we have the example of what happened to those people that violated the Sabbath. Now remember, the Bible said, they that despise Moses' law died without mercy and consider itself, lest you also become guilty. Say, well now, Pastor Buddy, if it's that serious, then there's going to be a lot of people going to hell. Well, the Bible said, broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many there be that go thereon that think. You know, these are the ones that says, Lord, you know, I went to church all my life, glory to God, and you know I ought to go into heaven. That don't make you right by going to church all your life. You can go to a church and sit there till Yahweh returns, and you're going to hear him say, depart from me. As they say to him, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? He said, well, I didn't know you. Here's the church-going people, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to say, I didn't know you. Matthew 25, verse 31 through 32 and 33 says that there's going to be a time set and the books are going to be open. Well, listen to this. Numbers 15, 32, 36. An Israelite man is arrested for gathering sticks. In other words, for gathering firewood on the Sabbath. He was in violation according to the the covenant that Yahweh had given, and they did not know, this is the first time it had happened, that they caught a man gathering wood, sticks, firewood, on the Sabbath. So they went to Yahweh. Moses took the situation to the Creator. And Yahweh said, listen to this now, execute the man, kill him, stone him to death was the exact words, for violating the Sabbath command, and he was. Now, question, would it be against the law for you to build a fire? The next example was a man building a fire, and they killed him. You mean to tell me, Pastor Buddy, that you can't go out and pick up a piece of wood and carry it over to the stove and put it in there? You're breaking the Sabbath? That ain't what I said. That's the Pharisee interpretation. That's those who claim to be right that lay heavy burdens upon you, and yet one finger they will not take to lift off of you. Yahweh is not that way. He don't want you to shiver and to shake on the Sabbath day. It was just as cold over there on the 33rd parallel as it is right here in the area that I live in. I'm on the 34th parallel. And so then winter gets very cold both there now and here now. And so, of course, they had to build a fire. And it wasn't against the law for them to sit in the comfort of their home, study their Bible in a good warm fire. There was nothing wrong with that. What this man was doing in violation was he was gathering the wood, the firewood, to take advantage of those, his competition. They were not out gathering the wood on the Sabbath, but he took a chance on his life. As he went out to gather, he was a wood seller. He sold fuel. That was his job. And he was killed for a servitude gain, going out and violating the Sabbath for profit. The same thing with the man that lit a fire. He was lighting his ovens, his bakery ovens, to get a leg up on the competition, if you will, by fixing the bread on the Sabbath, and then the first day of the week when it come, he could be selling bread while the rest were just a baking. Oh, yeah. That's what got him in a heap of trouble. Now, let me tell you this. If you look at the eighth day, we're going to talk about the eighth day as we know in the Bible that it is a time set aside for those that love Yahweh. We're going to go to Leviticus now, and we're going to show you the mystery of the eighth day. If you can see this, and I pray, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, I ask in your great name, so adored and loved and praised, with every mouth that opens to say hallelujah. They're saying your name in the short poetic form. Every time they breathe into the lungs and bring in the inhale oxygen, the breath we breathe, it, the lungs itself, exclaims, oh, hallelujah. How powerful this great, magnanimous name is that give us these wonderful truths. And he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Leviticus chapter 23. We're going to start at verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month. Listen to me now. It tells you what day. In the 7th month. Now they had to keep account of the months, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we keep January, February, March, April. That ain't the way that Yahweh instructed them to keep it. He told them exactly when to start the new year, and it certainly is not January. And so then, Satan changed the times and laws and got us out of synchronization with Yahweh's heavenly calendar. Cast the truth to the ground, and they prosper and practice and praise Jesus every Sunday, and the Seventh-day Adventists praise him every Saturday. Both of them wrong, both of them in error, and then along comes the solar people that cannot bring an eight-day equation into the calendar. So, they're wrong, in error, and the only only calendar left that is right is Yahweh's calendar, which is solar lunar. You start on the spring equinox, that is the first month of the year. On the new moon, count that time, and also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, listen to this now, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. Now, do you hear me? So from the 15th day, they kept a Sabbath for, you shall keep a feast 7 days, and on the first day shall be a Sabbath, that's the 15th. Matter of fact, that's when he died and was in the grave. Everybody thinks he got up on Sunday morning. This is the Roman Catholic theology, which is so utterly, it is absolutely marvelous that people that cannot mathematically count, that they do away with the 15th, the high Sabbath of the Passover. Or the first day of unleavened bread. The 14th was always the Passover. And at sundown, it was the beginning of the high Sabbath, 15th day. And from that day, you shall count 7 days. And on the 8th day, it shall be a Sabbath. But where does 7th day go here, ladies and gentlemen? That's the problem with the Gregorian and the solar calendar. It just doesn't compute. And we will challenge anyone in the Continental that will use a King James Bible for the debate. We are willing to debate anybody on the sound principles of the Word. The Bible said to be fully persuaded and prove all things. And so we are just as interested in getting to heaven and doing His commandments. And we love you good enough to endure the persecution, the opposition, and the disrespect that we get from all of these preachers around the country and their deceived congregations. Oh, it's so marvelous how the people, especially the house of Israel, can be so blind. On the 15th day, you shall keep the feast. And on the first day, that's the 15th, shall be a Sabbath. And on the 8th day, it shall be a Sabbath. Now, how do you get that equation? Well, it's very simple. Moses, in Leviticus chapter 9, it came to pass that on the 8th day, what calendar are you looking at, Pastor Buddy? I look on my calendar, ain't got no 8th day on it. Just go 7 days. That is the biggest joke that the Gregorian people have pulled over the wool, because it's tradition, because they send you a free calendar. You can pick one of them at the bank, at the grocery store. They offer them free service to give you a Gregorian calendar that's changed Yahweh's divine covenant laws and times. And so therefore we have been lulled to sleep through tradition. Full well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own in tradition. 9, Leviticus, verse 1. On the 8th day, Moses called Aaron and his son. Well, if you used a Gregorian calendar, you wouldn't even know what day that was, because they don't have no 8th day. If you use a solar calendar, you don't have no 8th day. Their Sabbath says 1, 7, 14, 21, and 28. Close, but no cigar. You can be almost persuaded and yet miss the mark. You know what transgression is? Missing the mark. Leviticus chapter 12 now. Listen to this. This is the covenant of circumcision. Now, we gave you three examples here. We gave you the example of Joshua on the Jericho march. We gave you the scriptures in Exodus of the manna, and we're giving you this example in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. And in the 8th day shall you command the foreskin of all the males that open the womb to be circumcised on the 8th day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wonder what kind of a calendar the people are going to use to circumcise correctly in a biblical state. We know that the Jews circumcise on a Saturday. Christians, it doesn't much matter. They don't look at much of the commands anyway. But those examples are wrong. In the eighth day shall the flesh of the foreskin be circumcised. Luke chapter 1, verse 59, and it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise John the Baptist. On the eighth day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a biblical example here of Acts chapter 7. This is the apostolic fathers preaching the message in the seventh chapter of the book of Acts. And he gave him, Yahweh gave him, Abraham, the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs, and they circumcised them on the eighth day. Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Ben-Yamin. Everybody says he was a blood Jew. Not so. He was trained in the Jewish Sanhedrin court, but he was a bloodline, full bloodline, northern Galilee Israelite from the little town of Bethlehem, Ephratah. Oh, yes. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As touching the law, I'm a Pharisee, he said. Well, that's the one that Christ said, beware. And he gave Paul a lesson in the correct procedures. As we go now to the 23rd chapter again, and in the 15th day you shall keep a Sabbath, and on the 8th day you shall keep a Sabbath. Now, on the 8th day you shall have a solemn assembly. Numbers chapter 29, verse 35. I covered that in the Jericho March. On the eighth day, better get you a new calendar, folks. If you don't have one, you can write Pastor Buddy for a lunar calendar. And we would be glad to supply you with a lunar calendar. But there's no use you asking for one if you're not going to keep it. Be better for you not to know. Be better for you just turn the rest of the radio off and refuse to listen to Pastor Buddy, because I'm preaching for change, not for tradition. I didn't come to soothe you or tickle your ears or give you fire speech or enticing words of a man's wisdom. I come to give you Yahweh. 1 Kings chapter 8. On the eighth day, after the convening of the Festival of Tabernacles, that's chapter 8 of 1 Kings, Solomon sent the people away at the end of the eighth day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was on the 22nd of the month. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. But it was the eighth day that they dedicated it, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do it on a Gregorian calendar, and you certainly couldn't do it on a solar, as I've already mentioned. The only one you're going to do it on is the one that Pastor Buddy's teaching to you, and that's Yahweh's calendar. And if you don't want Yahweh's calendar, if you don't want to observe his times, you can go ahead. Go through life. Prosper. Hell is full of prospering people that denied the word to keep their tradition. So, we love you good enough to tell you, if you're going to jump over the cliff, at least we're going to warn you. And then when you get to the bottom of the cliff and cause shipwreck, we're going to say, we warned you. And the Bible said, spare not, cry aloud, show my people. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's go there for just a moment. I've got to hurry. I'm running behind here. I need to take a break and give you a little bit of our message here in song. And if you will, listen to this song as I will take a break for station identification. We'll come back right after this song with... be two.
For us. Who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand.
All right.
What is the difference?
That's the question. If y'all be for you, who can be against you? If y'all's against you, who can be for you? That's the better question. So remember, if you love him, just keep his commandments. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And remember, here is the clincher of the eighth day marvel mystery. Remember I gave you the covenant of circumcision in Acts chapter 7, verse 8? That Paul said in Philippians 3 and 5 that he was circumcised also, and he was a strict Pharisee. And the Bible says all that the Pharisees bid you to do, that you do and observe, but do not after the works, for they say and do not. There's no use you getting the calendar times if you are wanting to break them. Now, if you're willing to keep them, and you're in Babylon, and you need to come out of Babylon, Yahweh is willing and long-suffering to work after you wake up, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So don't you just run up to your job and get fired and lose your home and fail to feed your family. You don't do that. You take into consideration that Yah's mercy endures forever. If thou first be a willing mind, this is acceptable to Yahweh. So you work with Yahweh, draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto you. Now, let's go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, for the proof that Yahweh knew what the time the Sabbath was. And if you will look in the book of John, in the 7th chapter, let's go there for just a moment and let me read to you in the 7th chapter, conclusively proven to you in the Bible about the time of the Sabbath. Remember, he said to do it on the 8th day, correct? Well, you reckon that when the Messiah came, that he knew that that the Hebrews, not the Jews particularly, but the Hebrews were still keeping his commandments? I think so, or he'd reproved them. He didn't argue with them that they was circumcising on the Sabbath day, and they was. It just happened to be the eighth day, and they was. Well, he was healing a man on the Sabbath day, and they were circumcising on the Sabbath day, proving it was an eighth day. And listen to this. Reading out the King James Bible, and Jesus, Yahweh, Yeshua, in a flesh body, answered and said unto them, I have done one work here, and all of you are marveling. They were really in an uproar about him healing the man that was lame and telling him to take up his bed and walk and carry the burden on the Sabbath. Moses, listen to this now, confirming of the book of Leviticus chapter 9, Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision. Not because it is of Moses, now listen to that, not because it was Moses' command, but because it was Abraham's covenant that Yahweh himself had told Abraham to circumcise his offspring on the eighth day. But you on the Sabbath day, proving the eighth day was the Sabbath, you on the Sabbath day circumcise. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, see there? The eighth day. It won't work on a Gregorian calendar, ladies and gentlemen. It won't work on a lunar or a solar calendar. It only works on the lunar. And that's why that proving all things, you know, they couldn't withstand Yahweh when he was here in a flesh body, as he took them to task for their false doctrine or their misinterpretation. He had to straighten them out many times. So then, if Paul was circumcised on the eighth day, that would have been a Sabbath day, and the Bible says exclusively that the eighth day is a Sabbath day. That means if you count in the numerical system that we have given you here, if you will count on that day of the new moon, remember, no servile work, it's a day of blowing the trumpets. That's the day they started marching in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, according to the book of Jasher. Moses declared for them to start on the first day of the month. That was a new moon. They started marching, and they marched for 7 days, correct? That will be 6 working days and the new moon, which was a non-working day. So then, as the eighth day is when they blowed the shofar and the walls of Jericho fell straight down. Oh my, so marvelous. Ezekiel 43. But when the days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day and so forward, in other words, the eighth day and so forward, and we forward ourselves back to John 7:21 through 23, and they were still keeping the eighth day. They were circumcising on the eighth day, and Yahweh was there on the Sabbath, the eighth day, a healing on the eighth day. You shall keep, and it shall be upon the eighth day, and so forward, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar, and your peace offerings, and I will accept them, saith Yahweh. Now, how are you going to offer up your acceptable sacrifices, the fruit of your mouth, or obedience? It's better to obey than to sacrifice. How are you going to sacrifice the correct times to Yahweh without observing the eighth day? And the only calendar system in existence upon the planet, the only way that Yahweh, and we are proving this by 65 examples that we could prove without ever stopping, just from our memory banks, 65 biblical sound doctrine examples. No variance in the word. Neatly framed and joined together with the right division. But of course, if we use the Gregorian calendar, he was crucified on Friday and got up on Sunday. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think so. Not anytime soon. He was in the heart of the earth on the full moon of the 15th day of the month. That was when the first day of unleavened bread, in other words, the bread of life, had died without any fault, without any leavening. He was the perfect epitome of perfection of the law of Moses, or the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And everything was fulfilled in him. And now, he rose. Remember, the next morning, he was already risen. How could he be in a Friday to Sunday scenario of the Gregorian when the calendar that they kept was lunar? It was in the heart of the earth on the 15th and up the next morning. Ladies and gentlemen, he was in the heart of the earth of his passion was 72 hours. Did you know that the covenant relationship of the sacred circle in the center of the circle is a box designed as the ark? 27 is 9 in reduced figures. 9 is a resurrection number, and it is 45 inches long, the length of the ark, which is, again, is 9, the resurrection, and upon that, he said, I will build my house. This is the covenant, the blood of his mercy. Right upon the 15th day, when the lamb's body was to be eaten. It was to be killed on the 14th, ladies and gentlemen. And it don't work out on the Gregorian system. It doesn't work on the solar system. It only works on Yahweh's system of lunar aspect. Aren't you glad that you believe in the eighth day? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, we just don't do it that way at our church. Now, glory to God, I don't care what you say. Glory to God. We're going to do it our way, and that way is the way we've done it for 300 years. I don't care if you've done it for 3,000 years, if you've done it wrong. It's just like a soldier and a company of men marching. If everybody's in step but one, he's out of step, then you can pick up that out-of-step rhythm in the marching very quickly because he's not synchronized. And everyone, I'm talking about everyone that fails to enter in to Yahweh's rest, everyone that fails to keep the understanding is a victim of Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. Listen to me. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. Remember, he wanted to sit on the congregation on the sides of the north, and the word congregation means the appointed times. He wants to gather the people up to worship on the wrong day. And that's exactly what he done, and he deceived the whole world. Deceived the whole world. And ladies and gentlemen, by deceiving the whole world, he became the author of a Babylonian confusion. And the Gregorian calendar is one of the greatest examples of Babylon that I have ever tried to figure out. Did you know that Yahweh's instructions was for us to love him on the Sabbath day? To come and worship him, to think about him on the Sabbath day, to rest and recuperate. 1-8-15-22-29 is the lunar, the Sabbath calendar of Yahweh. You cannot design Yahweh's times through a Gregorian calendar. And we challenge any Seventh-day Adventist that wants to take us on the Saturday Sabbath. You've got to observe an international dateline somewhere on the earth at Greenwich Mean Time, meaning that that's the demarcation zone. So in some areas of the world, it's Saturday on one side and Sunday on the other. So at the city, if it ran, that's why they didn't want to run through a population city. They tried to get the international dateline, a date of time correct. And you see, it's not that way. It is the solar sun and the lunar moon that regulates nature. And Yahweh chose this system to fix his sacred calendar upon that relationship. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what day was it that the Pharisees were circumcising? On the eighth day. And the Messiah said himself, and you can call him a liar if you want to, it wasn't on the seventh day. It was on the eighth day. But the eighth day was the seventh day if you count it from the first work day. If you work 6 days, and you got to work 6 days to keep the Sabbath, otherwise you ain't got no Sabbath. Well, always the first day of the moon was not considered a count day. It was a non-working day. So then, they begin their first crescent light, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, as it's indicated in the book of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message on the eighth day. And I hope and trust that you can see clearly your need, if you don't observe the lunar calendar, that you want to know more about it. You can write for Pastor Buddy's 3-hour message here. We're doing 3 parts. This is the second part of the Jericho March. I'll do the last part next Sunday night, Yahweh willing. And then you'll have 3 hours. And, of course, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of teaching. And a lot of that related to the Sabbath, of past messages of the times and seasons. Remember, Daniel 7:25, Jeremiah 8:8, it says that Satan will be so crafty as to sit upon the mount of the congregation. That means he will change times and laws, and he will bring in the appointed times of his workings. Did you know the whore church of Revelation 17 is the greatest, filthiest woman, and yet she was beautiful? She was to be admired and respected. And ladies and gentlemen, we can go back and show you that the whore church got its start in a certain city as it confiscated all of the writings of the apostolic fathers, put them to death, persecuted them, and started what is called the Great Persecution of the Seed of the Woman. And this church rose gloriously, and she was decked and arrayed in precious gems and purple, and her garments were scarlet. Oh my. We have a teaching on the scarlet robes. And ladies and gentlemen, this whore system is the Babylon system that brought in the worship of a false god. And by worshiping a false god, they called upon a false name, and that name is recorded in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1, a name of blasphemy. Not only do they change the times and the laws, they change the name upon whom to call upon. And the Bible says that they would reject the true name. That's the stone the builders rejected, ladies and gentlemen. The true name got left out of the New Testament because this church, this harlot, this whore, brought in a fictitious pagan name to replace the Hebrew God of Israel. Hallelujah. And yet, they couldn't get that out of the Bible. And so, most of those so-calls that call upon a false name, every once in a while, they get excited and really praise the true name by saying, Hallelujah. That's the short poetic form of praise ye, Yahweh. That everything that hath breath, give him praise. That those who love him, that want to enter into his rest, remember the eighth day and keep it holy. Oh, it's wonderful. It's marvelous. I look forward to bringing you the conclusion of the matter next Sunday night on WWCR around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to have this information, just write me tonight. Write Pastor Buddy at a post office box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, zip 37824. Now that's a post office box, 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, the zip is 37824. If you'd like to have Return to the Circle, the book on how to build an altar, we got 9 illustrations of the altar layout, the sketches that Brother Barry has designed for you by the love and the efforts that this great scribe has put in a little booklet of about 50 pages. It's just about a 3-hour read and maybe a lifetime study to prove all things. Once you find the sacred calendar, laid out upon the ground, Yahweh instructed his sons and daughters to do it according to the time that he brought forth in the Bible. In heaven, there is an appointed time. They keep the Sabbaths up there, and if you're not worshiping at the same time that they keep them, there's an altar up there, ladies and gentlemen. It's got 12 gates to it. If you're not on one of them altars, you might be on the wrong one. But if you are typing and illustrating, if you will practice the Sabbath here, you can practice it in the new kingdom of the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. Otherwise, you can't go. You can say you love him, but if you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. No liars are going to have eternal life dwelling in them. So then, you need to know that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall is caught up with old Pastor Buddy, and I guess Pastor Buddy will have to get out of here for tonight, and I'd love to spend a few more hours with you, but we got a ride.
Riding the white.